the mayor's here. Pledge of allegiance, and I'll ask our commissioner, lead us in the pledge.
Very good.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Does anybody have a problem with the curtains, or with the shades being up?
I do. I can see a silhouette up there, what I'm looking to. Thank you.
You're welcome. Item four on the agenda is the ordinance 2012-06, an ordinance establishing a sewer system utility for the city of Lapine and adopting the rules, regulations, rates, and charges of the Lapine Special Sewer District as the rules, regulations, rates, and charges for the city of Lapine sewer system utility and declaring an emergency. I open the public hearing. Is there a staff report?
Mr. Mayor and council members, I'll just be brief. And as you've already enumerated, this particular ordinance number 2012-06 establishes a system of utility, and particularly it provides the city the ability to adopt the sewer district's rules, regulations, rates, and charges as the initial rules, regulations, rates, and charges for the city's sewer system utility. And so by virtue of you passing this particular ordinance, then effectively we're embracing all the rules, regulations, rates, and charges. And that's staff's report.
Okay, thank you very much. Public comment on ordinance 2012-06. Ted, name and address, please.
Ted Scholler, 15640 Cornell Drive, Lapine.
Push the button though, Ted, when you say that, please.
The blue or red?
Red? Red if you want continuous, blue if you just want to say it and hold the button.
Ted Scholler, 15640 Cornell Drive, Lapine. I guess some of mine is question, are we adopting the same rates that the special district has?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And I pushed that once. Am I on now? Or?
You're on.
Okay, thanks. I know that because of the, this is the sewer district. You know, you can set your own rates here with the sewer district because you're not held to USDA prices. And I think most of my comments will be in the SDC charges section on the next session. But, you know, concerned that for economic development, that industry coming in can afford the rates and so on. One of the problems I've had over the years, because I'm the listing agent for the industrial park, is trying to bring in business and industry in here, but the charges were such that they turned around and went to Prineville or some other place. And so I'm concerned that we have affordable rates. And I realize that's all tied to residential too. You can't lower one spot without raising another in order to make for the loans and so on, and for the city to continue. And I'd like to make a pitch that rates be established in terms of flow usage of water to establish the sewer rates, water in, sewer out type of a situation, rather than on for industrial land and business should be the flow rate rather than EDUs, equivalent dwelling units. Industrial commercial has no relationship to a dwelling unit, and that's kind of an unfair way of adopting them. I believe that Midstate Electric, when they built their facility, did a study, and we had some of the highest rates for industrial and commercial in the whole area, and that's because it's based on an EDU. I've had businesses come in, check and see what the hookup rates and the SDCs and other rates, and say those are too high, and they went to Prineville. I can quote specific businesses that did come in. So just want to keep you appraised of that idea. Let's be open and try to be welcoming to business and industry, rather than setting our rates at such a level that they can't afford to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Is there any further public comment?
I'll keep it short and sweet.
Is this still on? Linda Johnson, 51322 Preble Way, and I live inside the city. I want to thank all of you, present, past, members that have spent so many times on the water and sewer issue. So I appreciate every moment all of you have spent on this. I'm not asking you to do any giveaways. I just like to ask that we kind of be business friendly, that we be competitive, that we look at the big impact that bringing businesses and into the community in the way of increased tax base, new residents, shopping, buying, Lapine, new people living here. I'd like you to be able to welcome new businesses, to be user friendly, and to put it on some of a fast track, which we could work with the county on, to make it easier to go through the steps and not have to have all those big brick walls to go through, as I know Dan's well familiar with too. You know, it's real easy for all of us to point our fingers at Salem or Washington, D.C., government employees, but we can start turning the economy around right here, right now, in Lapine, Oregon. I know each and every one of you, except Kathy, I'm not familiar with you. I love you all dearly, and I have all the faith in the world that you'll do what's right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further public comment? Hearing none, I will proceed. And we will close the public hearing. And council deliberations. Any questions or comments?
I would just say I appreciate the comments that were made by the public, and my sentiments go along with that. I think for the process, we have to start at where we're at now and look forward to making things, you know, more and more attractive as we go along and functional. But I appreciate the remarks.
John?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, we can't change till it's actually here. So we have to start someplace, and like Dan said, this is the place to start. We'll have to go from there. Any changes will have to come after they're fully transferred to the city.
Stu?
I too want to thank everyone for their comments and agree with my fellow councilors. We have to start somewhere, and the transition is going to be hopefully seamless, flawless. I think we do have to keep the rates where they're at currently for now, because that would be one less thing that may be confusing to the customers. And I'm sure they'll understand and bear with us. And then we can address the rate issue as soon as it is under control of the city. So I respect everyone's opinions and everything, but I think we will be addressing that issue as soon as it's under city control. Thank you.
I'd just like to say that there's no doubt that a great deal of effort will go into putting in place a structure for water and sewer that best suits our community, and that goes along with kinds of things that were talked about by our two public speakers. It'll be a while coming about, because there's such a great deal to do. I too thank the public comments, and I will entertain a motion to approve the ordinance 2012-06.
So moved.
I'll second.
Is there any further questions? Hearing none, roll call vote, please. All those in favor?
Aye.
Roll call vote.
Oh, roll call. Kathy Egan, aye.
Dan Verco, aye.
Don Greiner, aye.
Mr. Martinez, aye.
Let the record reflect that the vote was unanimous. Item number five is ordinance 2012-07, an ordinance establishing system development charges for the City of Lapine sewer system utility and declare an emergency. I'll open the public hearing on this. Staff report.
Mayor and councilors, what ordinance 07 does is to provide you the opportunity to establish the system development charges, the SDCs, which is a $5 award for impact fees, to provide a source of revenue to finance the construction or improvement of the sewer district's wastewater collection, transmission, treatment, and disposal facilities necessary to its growth. And this speaks to the issue that Ted just brought up about system development charges. If you pass this ordinance, it empowers the city to be able to impose those system development charges on growth and development. Okay, that's staff's report.
Well, sir.
Thank you. Are there any public comments?
I'll be short. I want to speak for both water and sewer, so my comments here on the sewer can carry over into the water. I am aware that the city has more flexibility in terms of SDC charges, and again, hopes that they would be based on a flow basis or some other basis besides the EDU basis. And I know there's other entities that have made their assistance development charges very flexible in order to encourage more business and industry to come in. I'm sorry Rick isn't here. He can tell me whether I'm lying or not, but I think Madras has that type of a situation in terms of their SDCs. So just want to encourage the council, when it gets to that point, and I know we're not changing things overnight, when it gets to that point, consider maybe some flexible ways of looking at SDC charges. You know, maybe make it easy on business coming in, do it over a year's period of time or whatever. Make it flexible so that we can say to the business community, come on in, we're open. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Any further public comment? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing. Council deliberations. Any comments? Dan?
No.
Stu? I'll entertain a motion that we approve ordinance number 2012-07 with an ordinance establishing system development charges for the City of Lapine sewer system utility and declaring an emergency. All those in?
So moved. So moved.
Go ahead.
Don has moved that we The motion's there. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Motion and seconded to approve ordinance 2012-07. All those in favor? Roll call vote, please.
Kathy Egan, aye.
Dan Verco, aye.
Don Greiner, aye. Stu Martinez, aye.
Let the record reflect that the vote is unanimous. All those opposed? There's none. Item six is ordinance 2012-08, an ordinance establishing a water system utility for the City of Lapine and adopting the rules, regulations, rates, and charges of the Lapine Water District as the rules, regulations, rates, and charges for the City of Lapine Water System Utility and declaring an emergency. This is identical to the idea of ordinance 2012-06. I'll open the public hearing and ask for a staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Councilors. Again, this, if you were to adopt this ordinance, it provides you the opportunity to adopt the Water District's rules, regulation, rates, and charges as the initial rules, rates, regulations, and charges for the city's water utility system. And I might also note, in reference to what Ted said as well, that we do have a water rate study underway. And that water rate study will help guide the determination whether to continue using EDUs as a basis or flow or some other method, and also equity. How do you distribute costs so it's equitable between residential and commercial? And if you can you build in some kind of an apparatus that's an incentive for business opportunity? That's staff report.
Thank you. Public comment? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing. Council deliberations. Any comments?
No.
None.
I'll entertain a motion to approve ordinance 2012-08 on the roll. Excuse me, they're
exciting.
You're just fooling with me, that's all. I'll entertain a motion to approve ordinance 2012-08 as read.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor? Roll call, please.
Kathy Hagan, aye.
Dan Varco, aye.
Todd Greiner, aye.
Stu Martinez, aye.
Opposed? Let the record reflect that it's unanimous approval of ordinance 2012-08. Ordinance 2012-09. An ordinance establishing system development charges for the City of Lapine Water System Utility and declaring an emergency. This is the same carry-ins as we had for the sewer district. I'll open the public hearing at this time. Staff report.
Again, Mayor and Council, this parallels Ordinance 07. It provides you the opportunity to provide for system development charges to finance the construction improvement of water districts, water supply treatment, and distribution facilities that's necessary to the city's growth. And I just might mention the reason that we're moving along at such a clip is because of a double bond bear. Okay.
And we did not want that to get to a triple dog there.
We absolutely did not.
Yeah. It
could happen.
Because then the city manager would have to stick his tongue to a frozen metal pole.
I thought it had something to do with endangered bird species.
Moving right along. Is there public comment on ordinance 2012-09? Hearing none, I'll close public hearing. Council deliberations?
Nothing.
Any comments?
No comment.
Stu?
Just one, short, brief, so we stay on track. But like the city manager said, we are moving along at a clip, but it's mostly because it's housekeeping items that we're going through. It's stuff that we have to do to do our job right. And it's just another step that the city and the two districts, with a lot of, like was alluded to earlier, a lot of people have put their time and effort and sweat into this. So when I said exciting before, this is double dog exciting.
Yeah.
Because we are so close to being done. So I just want to thank everyone.
Thank you, Stu. Very appropriate comments. I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
For second. 2012-09.
So moved again.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor by roll call vote.
Councilor Kathy Hagan, yes.
Dan Varco, aye.
John Greiner, aye. Steve Martinez, aye.
Opposed? Let the record reflect that it's unanimous. It's been adopted unanimously.
Break out the champagne.
Yep. Item 8 is issues and concerns. Council, are there any issues and concerns? Hearing none, I will open to public comment. Commissioner.
Push the lock. It looks like it's on. Tony DeBone, 16435 Sprague Loop, living outside the city but a South County resident, annual Deschutes County Commissioner. It is an exciting time. You know, it's been a long time coming. I remember when the city was first formed, some of the first meetings, I saw some people get disjointed and I was surprised. I'm like, what? You don't support the utilities going under the city? And it took how many years? 6 years now. So I really do want to celebrate this. The reason I'm here is to talk about economic development a little bit. I'm kind of in the middle of embarking on a kind of a process of figuring out what does economic development mean as an EDCO board member, but also as a Lapine promoter. So celebrating the utilities, the fact that Ted's been into it for many years, and Lapine Industrial Group, I mean, and some of these have been problems over the years, and having utilities under the city is going to be a very, very good thing for future opportunities. One of the things, I'm going to kind of do about three things here. Ford Leadership. In 2008, we did the Ford Leadership cohort here. I was a graduate of that, but also they came up with one of the concepts of the Tupelo model, Tupelo, Mississippi. You invest in the people, and then you train leadership. You get mature organizations, you develop your community, and then economic development's on the top. So I have a handout for that. It's just a two-page little article about that, but it's just real interesting when you look at what does that mean and how can we really put that in place here. And it talks about a small, struggling rural town. They got together and they got focused on what can we do, what can we do for ourselves, and then what does economic development mean. So if you're interested in handing those out, there's two-sided pages. Thank you very much. So a couple specific requests from the city now for economic development. And Ted knows this is going to be a topic for a little while maybe, or changing things around. Economic development, I'm looking for a point person from the city. So I don't know if that's going to be staff or a city councilor or the mayor. So me personally as a county commissioner, I'm interested in kind of knowing who that one person for the city might be. So that's kind of a request. And
is that for economic development?
Economic development. So out of that point person position in coordination with other efforts, Lapine Industrial Group and EDCO, I'm interested in putting together the facts page for the greater Lapine area. So EDCO puts together a Central Oregon profile, multiple pages, a lot of good statistics. They have a specific one which would be parallel to what we have is the Prineville area profile. So we should have the Lapine area profile. We've had some information, but we should have one of these in the EDCO office. We should put some resources towards getting that in place. So I'm just these are things I'm bringing to you today. So I'm really kind of getting excited about what we can do. So that the Lapine area profile for EDCO, the person to work with is Ruth Lindley, marketing manager. Roger Lee's real busy. He's the front man. Ruth's the one that can get it done. So it's pretty interesting. I've got a card here, so I'm going to hand this stuff to Steve. So then the specific ask, I'm on the EDCO board now too, EDCO Economic Development for Central Oregon, traded sector front end representing Central Oregon as a whole. So the ask is maybe the city evaluate being a member of EDCO, a paying participant. I spoke to Roger Lee this morning, he mentioned that Sisters has been a member at the $750 silver level for many years, $750. And they upped that recently, but I mean, that's the kind of thing we're talking about. Annual membership, $750. There's a city councilor and Sisters that shows up, and a city councilor could be that person. So I'm just kind of sharing this information.
Are you recommending that the city become a member of EDCO in the fashion of, say, Sisters?
It's different levels. I was just kind of putting the scope on it. My point is, individual membership's 150, silver 750, platinum 7,500. So I mean, I was just putting a scope on the kind of the level that could be a starting point. 750, the next one, you know, a titanium or gold member, a gold member's 2,500. So whatever's the priority of the city is fine there. But so I'm going to hand an application to the city manager with these area profiles. I only have one of each. And I just wanted to share tonight.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, thank you.
Is there any further public comment? Ted?
It's me again. Ted Scholler, 15...
3 minutes, because I want out of here.
It's going to be very short. I'd like to second what the county commissioner had just said, to have the city become a member of EDCO. We've had a flexible relationship, I'll put it that way, sometimes close, sometimes afar, with EDCO over the years. And I just heard a statement here a couple of weeks ago, quoted by Roger Lee, and he has said, because I've confronted him several times, what are you doing for Lapine? And gave me a little insight into their situation. What has Lapine done for EDCO? And all of the other cities, Redmond, Bend, Madras, Prineville, are members of EDCO. So I'd just like to second what County Commissioner DeBone said, that maybe it's time the city stepped up and became a member of EDCO, at whatever level you feel appropriately, but at least then Roger Lee can say, what has Lapine done for EDCO? We are a member of EDCO then, even though the county pays in every year a considerable amount, and we're part of the county, but still, so are the other cities. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ted. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You're adjourned.